Good evening to all the brothers and sisters in Christ. By God's grace, we are all gathered together to study His wonderful words of life. So from past few weeks, we have been studying, as you all know, the sixth volume, which is written by our brother Russell. And especially we are studying the call of the new creation, chapter number 3 of the sixth volume. So last week we studied a few things about consecration, you see, about devotion of our will, etc. So today we will continue with question number 99. Okay, what is our first and continual duty with respect to our imperfections in the flesh? Okay, so the answer is given in page number 136, second paragraph. So what does this question mean? Means after consecration, okay, we all know that we should walk in the narrow walk of life, and we need to fulfill our vow, what we are committed to the Lord, that I will do thy will. Okay, in respect to that one, in respect to our consecration vow, daily what we should be doing to attain that, you see, target or to attain that goal. Daily, what we should be doing as consecrated children of God? This is the question. So, who would like to give their thought first? We are all consecrated. So, daily, what we should be doing to win our crown? Okay. Tell. Amar brother, tell me, brother.
So
Okay.
our first duty is to continuing till the end, fulfilling God's will.
Good.
And as God see in what our intention is, so continuing to it's the heart's loyalty and continuing effort to bring all the conduct of our lives, brother.
Very good, sister. So, maintaining heart purity is very, very important, isn't it? So, as we consecrate, so that's the main thing which you need to keep it in mind. Okay. Good. Aman brother, so you have any other thoughts?
Yes, brother. We will continue fulfill the God's will and God's divine will.
Okay.
Yes, which is our first duty.
Okay. Okay, so doing God's will is the primary duty after consecration. Okay. Okay. Munna sister, how about you?
We must try to bring our thoughts, intention, and our behavior into obedience to the divine will, brother.
Good. Okay, good. So we need to bring our will under the subjection of God's will and try to attain God's will. Good. Gopal brother?
Our first duty
is to bring all our life affairs towards the God's will. And very most important is that to bring all the intention thoughts into the subjections of God's will, brother.
Good. Okay. So that's what our brother says in this paragraph. So it is very, very important to bring our wills into the subjection of God's will. Okay. Now, why? Why so important? Why so importance is given to bring our will into the subjection of God's will? Why only that will? What do you say? That will means the desire, the intention. Why importance is given for our will? Why don't you give importance to some other thing? Why that importance is given to our will? Why God sees our will? Why God sees our intention? God could see something else, no? Our outward behavior, our outward actions, you see. But rather seeing all these things, why God in this gospel age is giving the preference to our will, our desire, our intention? Why? What do you think? Munna sister, what do you think? Why God is giving so much importance to our will rather than our physical behavior or appearance? Why? Munna sister, you there?
Yes, brother.
Sister, any thoughts on that one? Why God gives importance to our will rather than our physical attainment or physical behavior or physical outward appearance?
Because God say our desires and our intention.
Very good. Our intention, God sees our desire. You see, why? Why does God see our intentions only? Why doesn't he see our, you see, physical performance or our outward appearance? Why doesn't God see that one? Why?
Because we are not perfect, brother, so God see our intention and wills.
Very good. Very good, sir. Absolutely correct. You see, so we are not perfect. So we are still in this imperfect vessel. So as long as we are in this imperfect vessel, can we perform perfectly? Can we meet that perfection, that maturity, you see, the target, you see, the finishing line, which God is really expecting? Definitely not. Isn't it? So, God sees our intention. Okay. Now, is there any verse? Okay. Romans sister and Amar brother, I try to answer. Is there any verse in the Bible which tells that God has kept this treasure in the earthen vessel? You see, God has kept this new creature inside the old creature. Is there any verse in the Bible?
Just a second, brother.
Sir, sister, search and tell me. See, just now, Munna sister rightly told, we have no perfection in this body, so we can't show perfect character or perfect, it's a demonstration of our physical appearance or physical activities. But we can be perfect in our intentions, in our desire, you see, in our thoughts. Okay? So, is there any verse which says that, you see, God has kept this treasure, the new creature inside this old creature? It is like this only. Any verse is there, sister? Do you remember? Okay. Gopal brother. Okay, tell me, Ramesh, tell me, tell me.
As God is holy, God wants us to be holy.
Okay, so
Yes.
tell her brother. Okay, let us read that verse. First Peter 1:16. First Peter 1:16. Anybody can read.
We have here in Nepali, brother.
Oh, okay, sir. No, not issue. Please read Nepali.
First Peter chapter 1 verse 16. किनकि यो लेखिएको छ, तिमीहरू पवित्र हो किनकि म पवित्र छु.
Okay, see, मो पवित्र छो. That means God is holy. So, can
यस
we
ब्रदर.
be holy as God? Definitely, we can't be at all. Why? Because we have fallen into sin. We are degraded, you see, into sin. And through that Adamic weakness, you see, we are all fallen into sin. So, we can't show that perfection, you see, in our actions. Can we be like Jesus? Can we, you see, perform everything perfectly like Jesus? No. But yet, we can have that perfect intention. You see, the perfect, you see, interest, the perfect desire to do things always rightly, to do things which always pleases our Lord. But yet, when we try to do it in our actions, we may fail several times. You see, there's no doubt at all. You see, our entire consecrated life, it is the same process from beginning till death. Isn't it? See, yesterday you would have tried to do so many things which are pleasing to the Lord, but could you do it perfectly? Could you all do it perfectly? Were you all able to do it perfectly?
No, brother.
Oh, so we realize that something short is there. We would have fallen. You see, then immediately we realize no, our mistakes. But after realizing our mistakes, we feel very sorry for it. You see, we feel very sorry and try to, you see, make it up. You see, hence God sees our desire, our intention. You see, read one verse. 2 Corinthians 4:7. Anybody? 2 Corinthians 4:7.
Second Corinthians 4 verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
You see, the God has kept this treasure in this earthen vessel. So, treasure, the new creature that is begotten of the Holy Spirit, it is kept inside this old creature only. You see, and it has to perform through this old creature. But this old creature doesn't allow to perform. Why? This is filled with selfishness. This is filled with ego. You see, this is filled with all things which are against the will of God. But when the new creature has to perform, there is no other option. It has got no other body. It has to perform only through this body. Hence, we won't be able to do the things 100 out of 100% perfectly. See, Romans 7 chapter. Romans 7 chapter. Verse 19. Romans 7:19. Okay, Munaster, can you read?
Romans 7:19, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do.
Good, you see, that I want to do, I'm not able to do at all. You see, but the evil I should not be doing, I'm doing that only. Then next verse, huh?
Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me.
If I am like this one, if I want to do good, but I'm not able to do, that means it is not me who is doing that one. You see, it is because of the sin that dwelleth in me. You see, verse 18.
For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for
See?
to.
In my flesh, there is no good thing at all. I mean, continue, huh? Continue.
For two will is present with me, but
See,
how.
but to do the will to do, it is always present with me, it seems. You see? Huh? So, in my flesh, there's actually nothing good. You see, the Bible says, you see, you should be holy. The Bible says that you should be very loving, very kind, very polite, you see, very humble. But all these things, we are not used to, you see, express ourselves or behave like this in our life. You see, why? Because our flesh hinders this one. But yet, in even this weak flesh, we have the desire, that intention, the will to always perform. Next, continue.
But how to perform that which is good, I find not.
But how to perform which is good, I find not. I have the will, I have the desire, but how to express it, I'm not finding the way. Why? Because this flesh is weak. You see? So, verse 22 and verse 23, sister.
For I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
See? But I delight in the will of God. How? Not as outward man, but as an inward man, as a new creature. I always delight, you see, in the law of God. Then continue, verse 23.
But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind.
See, there is one more law among my body members, which is always fighting against the law of my mind. That means our new creature. You see, body has got one more law, but a new mind has got one more law. Both the law doesn't match at all. One is the law of this world, one is the law of the Lord. You see, it's a daily conflict will be there. Then continue,
And bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members.
So what is this body trying to do is that it is trying to bring me into captivity and not allowing to do the will of God. See, we just now saw what is the will of God? It is sanctification. Sanctification means set using apart, setting up yourself apart for the service of God. That is trying to live a holy life, a godly life, you see, that which God desires. Okay. Now, what do you mean by this holy life? Example, 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, verse 4. Read, Munaster, you can read.
First Corinthian brother, which verse?
13 chapter, verse 4.
Charity suffereth long and is.
Ah, you see, charity suffers long. Okay, I think you can read it in Nepali. Romi sister or Amar brother, can you read in Nepali?
प्रेमले खुबै सहन्छ
हाँ,
र
प्रेमले, हाँ,
दयाले खुबै सहन्छ
दैट मीन्स वाट, इट कैन सफर एवरीथिंग, यू सी, हाँ, चैरिटी सफर्स लॉन्ग, प्रेम सफर्स लॉन्ग, इट सीम्स, नो, डू यू हैव दिस कैरेक्टर टू सफर लॉन्ग, व्हाट एवर पर्सिक्यूशंस कम, व्हाट एवर ट्रबल कम, विल बी बी एबल टू बेर इट साइलेंटली, यू सी, पेशेंसली वेटिंग अपॉन द लॉर्ड, सो गॉड मे ओवरऑल फॉर गुड. You see, we would want to do it, but practically, are we able to do it? You see, we got a certain bit of extent, but if it goes beyond our extent, this flesh will start reacting. This mind will start working. You see? So, what we want to do, we can't do, but yet we have the desire. Then continue, sir.
र दयालु हुन्छ
Dayalu, dayalu means what? Kind. Show
काइंड
love, show affection to somebody. If somebody, a beggar comes and asks, I have not eaten food, please give me something. Will we give 100 rupees for him? Will we give 200, 500 rupees for him? No. You see, whatever the least we have, that is what we give. Imagine if we were in that beggar's position, how would we feel? You see, we want to be kind. We want to help him. You see, we want to give him more as much as possible, but are we able to perform in this body? No. Why? Because this body is weak. You see, but mind always has that intention. Then continue to the next one.
कमण्डले फुल्दैन
That means. Read in Nepali again.
प्रेमले खुबै सहन्छ र दयालु हुन्छ प्रेमले डाहा गर्दैन
प्रेमले,
डाहा गर्दैन
दैट मीन्स व्हाट? एनवी नॉट, इट इज नॉट
डा
एनवियस, जेलसी, करेक्ट नो सर?
यस
ब्रदर
इफ आवर नेबर buys a new vehicle, if a neighbor buys, you see, new house, if they get promoted, if they get increment, what will we feel? Somewhat, we feel difficult, no? You see, if somebody is blessed, you see, that is the natural tendency. But we don't want to do it. You see, we want everybody to be blessed. That is the reason we are consecrated. That is the reason we are willing to die for the Lord. Why? So the world may be blessed in the 1,000 years. Each and every people, we want to be blessed. We have that desire, correct? No, but now, to practically show it in action, is it so easy? Sometimes it's very difficult. Why? The flesh is weak. The desire is 100% there, but how to perform it? We don't know because see, naturally it comes up immediately. You see. When some of our enemies are blessed, we feel somewhat, you see, uncomfortable. Why? You see, because that is the weakness of the flesh. You see, remember, Abraham, God, you see, sent angels to Abraham's house. Three angels came to his house. After visiting Abraham's house, where did the three angels go? Where did the angels go? After visiting Abraham's house, where did they go? Anybody can answer?
They went to Sodom and Gomorrah.
They went to Sodom and Gomorrah. But did the angels inform what they're going to do in Sodom and Gomorrah to Abraham?
Yes, brother, to Abraham.
Yes, they informed. Abraham asked. You see, what is the angel's reply? I am going to destroy that city, Sodom and Gomorrah. You see, what did Abraham request to the angels? What did he say? What did he reply?
If there is 100 people, good people there, will you be destroy that place?
What did God say? Yes or no?
No.
God said no. Now, he brought the countdown till how many? From 100 to which was the number lastly Abraham asked? What's the number? Any idea? Romister?
I think that's one brother.
That was 10. Okay?
10.
So
Oh,
10.
sorry,
Yeah, so
10.
he came to 10. No problem. So 10 means Lot. Lot wife, those two children. You see how much it became? Four. You see? And you see? Then other six. You see? So he requested, at least if you find 10, will you forgive them? Will you see, leave them? Yes, he told. Now, why did Abraham ask like that? Sodom and Gomorrah was an evil city. Abraham knew, no? Abraham clearly knew, no, that Sodom and Gomorrah was a sinful city. He knew it or not?
Yes, brother, he knew.
Yes, he knew it. But still see his prayer, still see his heart condition. He wanted the entire Sodom and Gomorrah to be forgiven. You see, hence God loved Abraham very much. You know, this was the heart condition which actually God had. Therefore, he is called as friend of God. You see, similarly, we also have the same desire, no? If somebody is seen suffering, we want to be kind. We want to be loving. We don't want to be jealousy. You see? We don't want to be selfish. All the characters which is given in 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, we want to perform. We want to show it in our flesh. But can we actually perform it? No. Hence, God knows our mind that we are not able to perform. So how does God judge if you see, God sees our intention. God sees our 100% intention. What actually is trying to intend? What is actually trying to desire? What is his thoughts? You see, that is very, very important. So, from the day of consecration, kindly remember everybody, from the day of consecration, continually, day by day, every day, we should try to maintain a good desire, a good intention. Our thoughts should be very, very clear. Okay? Though we are not able to perform good in our actions, at least our intention, you see, should be good, not to hurt somebody, not to cause any harm to anybody, not to cause any trouble to somebody. That intention should be good. You see, though we would try to do so many things, you see, but by mistake, some things may happen, that our desire, our intention should always be right. Okay? Okay. Any examples about good intention can you give in the Bible? Though is performance, what do you say, is outward things may be different, but their intention were good. Any such examples do you find in the Bible? Any such good examples are there in the Bible whose intentions were good, but they were not able to perform good in their actions? Any examples in the Bible? Gopal brother, any example you have in your mind?
Like Peter said to the Lord that you will not die, we are not going to let you die. So he said, like, it's good intention that Lord should not be died when we see, but he said in a good intention, brother.
Okay, he said in a good intention. But what happened next?
But the Lord rebuked him.
Satan go away.
Okay. That's good. That is a good example. So his intention was good. You see, then why did Jesus rebuke him?
He thought physically, not spiritually, because he was interrupting the will of God.
Yes. So, though his intention may be good, you see, but that was not as per the will of God. Hence, Christ never accepted his thoughts. So, he was rebuked. Okay. Any other example? Promister, Amar brother, Munna sister. Any other example in the Bible about good intentions, but their actions were not proper? But their intention was good. So, here also we see. Good. Tell the Romister, Amar brother, tell me.
Barnabas,
Okay. What did he do?
he sold his land and gave money to believers for the helping brother.
Good. So.
So, his heart is kind towards the believers brother. So it's good intention for all the
Good. That's a good example of a good intention. You see, Barnabas. You see, do you know what is the meaning of word Barnabas? Any idea, anybody?
I think that's the encouragement.
Comforter, correct, sister. Encouragement, comforter. You see, a counselor, a good companion. So these are the words, actually. You see, Barnabas means comforter, comforter of the brethren. Hence, Paul used to always take him. He had such a good heart that he sold everything for the brethren's sake. See, very good intention. Okay, any other example? Amar brother, Munna sister, any other examples in the Bible? Their intentions were good. But they could not perform well also. Any example?
Samaritan,
the Good Samaritan,
Ah,
pure
good
and innocent.
Samaritan. Everybody left. You see, the wounded person. You see, the priest. You see, the Levi. Nobody cared to care of them. But what happened? You see, the good Samaritan had sympathy upon him. You see, he took him. He healed, cleansed his wound, put oil. You see, gave him a little bit of wine and took him to the inn. And gave money for treatment also. He said, "Don't worry, anything extra, I'll come and return and pay." You see? Good Samaritan, good. Good Samaritan was a story. Anyway, we can take that the intention of a man was good. Okay, any other example? Munaster, any other example?
Sorry, brother, I don't remember.
Okay, not a sure, good. Okay, so. We see the example of Apostle Paul himself. You see, Apostle Paul used to persecute the church, correct now? When Stephen was killed, he was next to all the persecutors. He held the cloth of Stephen. But you see, his intention was good in the sense that he wanted to do the Lord's will, but he did not know what the Lord's will was. Whatever he thought right, you see, that he thought that's the Lord's will. You see, but his actions were completely wrong. Persecuting the church, killing the brethren. You see, those very, very absolutely wrong was displeasing to the Lord. But he had a good intention. When our Lord appeared to him and corrected him, you see, what did Apostle Paul do? He immediately corrected. Who are you, Lord? His question was, "Who are you, Lord?" Jesus simply mentioned, "Hey, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. I am Jesus of Nazareth. You are persecuting. No, I am the same Jesus of Nazareth." Immediately, what was Paul's reaction? You know, read beautifully. It's given, Acts of the Apostles. Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 9, Verse 5. Verse 6, sorry. Acts 9:6. Read, sir.
Acts 9, chapter verse 6. And the trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?
Ah, immediately, what did he react? Astonished and trembling, he said, okay, Lord, I'll correct my ways. What do you want me to do? You tell me, I'll do that one. That should be the reaction. Committing mistake is okay because we have fallen. Our eyes may be blinded. We could not see so much clarity as others are seeing. So we will think that this is itself is right. We'll be doing so many things. But once if the Lord corrects, you see, we should be able to correct it, rectify it. That's what we see here. You see, and he said, Lord, what will you have to me, help me to do? You tell me whatever you want me to do, I will do it, Lord. I am ready to surrender to you. That should be the reaction of our consecrated heart. Sometimes we may be doing, you see, thinking that this is correct, but actually that may be wrong in God's sight. You see, as Peter told the Lord, Lord, you should not die. You see, it may be seeming right to him, to us, but in Lord's sight, it may be different. If Lord corrects, we should be able to correct. You see, another example. Remember, what did Peter promise to our Lord? Peter promised, no? Before his death. What did he do? What did he tell to the Lord before he died?
I will never deny.
Very good. He said, I will never deny you. What did he do actually? Did he deny the Lord or not?
Yes, he
Yes,
denied.
he denied God
He denied
God.
our Lord. How did he deny? Let us read that incident. 1 minute. It comes in Matthew. Anybody can search in other gospel also. Comes in Luke also. Okay. Read somebody in Matthew 26 chapter. Matthew 26 chapter, verse 69. Read from verse 69 to verse 75. Matthew 26 chapter, 69 to 75. You can read in Nepali
69 to
also. Matthew 26 chapter, sister. Read from verse 69. You can read in Nepali also, not an issue.
I will try to read it in English, brother.
No, good sister, not an issue. Okay.
Now Peter sat without in the place, and damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest.
See, how did what happened actually? Peter would be sitting outside. It means that Peter is sitting outside the palace. Without the palace means outside the palace. He's just sitting and warming himself. Somebody, a woman, will come say, hey, I know you very well. You are also with Jesus, no? What did Peter do immediately? I don't know what you're speaking, Goma Goma. I don't know anything about him. I don't know Jesus. Now, next, what happened? Verse 71.
And when he was gone out onto the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth.
Second time, you know, Peter left that place and went a little bit outside, a little bit more outside in the porch. You see, there a woman saw and said, hey, I know this person. This person was also with Jesus of Nazareth. See, this woman, how did she claim that Peter is a disciple of Jesus? She did not come personally to Peter and tell. She told boldly to everybody there, hey, see, this person is also with Jesus of Nazareth. Now, how tensed Peter would be. What was the reaction of Peter? Continue.
And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man.
He denied with an oath. Oath means what? Oath means what? Promise. Yo, promise, I'm telling you. I don't know this one. Who are you telling? I don't know. I mother promise, father promise, etc., etc. So many promises are there, no? You see? That is what Peter did. You see? See his actions. This is completely against the will of God. Now, next, what happened? Third point. Continues to next.
And after a while came unto him and they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewareth thee.
See, another one person came and told, hey, no, you were with Jesus. Your speech is clearly telling me that one. Now, this time, observe the behavior of Peter. How violently he behaves. Verse 74, sister.
Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew.
See, what did he do? This time he cursed and to swear. What do you mean by curse? You know, what do you mean by curse? Curse means what in your Nepali language? What do you mean by curse?
Curse mean shrap.
Sharp, correct. Whom did he, Peter, sharp? Whom did Peter curse? Whom? Peter cursed, no? Whom did he curse?
Himself.
Himself he will curse. Before everybody, he will curse himself. He will sharp for himself.
No, to the man who said your
Then they would have beat him,
speech.
no? If he scolds before everybody, that man, then everybody will catch hold of Peter and nicely hit him. Now, whom did Peter curse?
He
He
cursed
swear
Jesus then.
and curse. Whom?
Jesus.
Jesus. How Peter has denied Jesus, underline this word, with curse. Sharp means what? You would have used some other language for our master. Why? So that he may escape from the people. Somehow he may save his life. Somehow he wanted to save his life. You see, that was the action of Peter. See his action. Anybody does like this one, we will tell he's out of the church. He came out, no encouragement at all. Now, next, what happened? See, verse 75, sister.
And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly.
See, it says he went out and wept bitterly. Why did he go and weep outside? Peter ran away. You see, Peter ran away and we wept bitterly. Why did he, Peter, cry? What happened? Why did he cry? He was a father of so many children. He was married. Why did he cry?
Because of the guilt.
Because of guilt. You see? He realized he was such a weak person. He thought he would be very strong. He thought he'll go and fight for the Lord in front of everybody. He thought he will stand with the Lord until death. Nothing will happen. Even if you are put to death, I'll also come with you. He had so much of confidence, so much of strong confidence here. But on the situation was completely weak. Then only realized, oh Lord, how weak, what hopeless person I am. I could not even stand for you. He realized his mistake and began to weep. So this is a good heart condition. Actions are bad. Intention is good. Now, what happened to Peter? Did Peter pass in the exam or did Peter fail in the exam? What was the result or what was the judgment of God? What judgment do you think God would have given to Peter? God would have, did God, you see, curse Peter? Did God punish Peter? Or did God forgive Peter?
God forgive, brother.
God forgive. Why? Intention is good. You see, you never want to do it. This is the same way. See, from the day of consecration till our death, we should always maintain this intention. Our intention should be good. You know, God actually tests us. First time we do a mistake, and we claim before God that our no God, I'm not religious, my intention is good. You know what happens? The same test comes in our life in a different way. Same type of test. This is the same test. God sees what you're going to do. First time you failed. But what did you learn from the experience? You learned something, no? Are you trying to implement that one in your life now? Or no? Yes or no? If yes, then we are passed in the exam. If no, if you are doing the same mistake again and again, again and again, that clearly shows that we are not of a good intention. Okay? Now, example. Now let us continue this discussion a little bit further. Okay? Gopal brother, Munna sister also, you can answer. Did Peter get one more chance or any chance in the future to confess Jesus before everybody? So remember, before everybody, before all the Jewish people, Peter rejected Christ. After this one, did Peter get one more opportunity to confess before all? Did Peter get an opportunity to confess Jesus before everybody? Gopal brother, did Peter get one more opportunity?
Yes, brother, he got one more opportunity.
When?
It is recorded in the Acts chapter 3, brother.
So what is the incident?
After the day of Pentecost.
At the day of Pentecost. Who spoke first? Which was the apostles who spoke first?
Peter.
He spoke before all the Jewish people. 17 nations, the entire Jerusalem was filled with the Jews. How many people got converted that day?
3,000.
3,000. Imagine, you see, three times denying the Lord, God blessed him with 3,000. What blessings, no? You see? So good intention. Remember, our intention should be good. And after our intentions are good, God actually tests us again to see what we are going to do. We're going to repeat the same mistakes again and again. Keep on doing the same mistakes. That is not consecration at all. Understand kindly. We should repent and walk ahead. This is the narrow way walk of life. Walk up the, you see, narrow way walk of life. Try to achieve whatever is possible. See, though it is difficult, we should try to achieve. You see? So, this intention is good, no? We can try to do it, no?
Yes, brother.
We all can do it, no? We all can try to be like Peter, no? Munna sister, Romy sister, my brother. We all want to be like Peter or not?
Yes, brother.
So this thing we should always be in our mind. That's what you see our brother says, what is the first and the continual duty? It should be a daily duty. We should never forget doing this one. Now read Luke 9:23. Luke 9:23. Read brother, please. Anybody read? Don't
Luke
need for
9
me to
verse.
mention the names, sir. See, anybody open the Bible, you can read, not an issue. Luke 9:23. You can read in Nepali or you can read in English also, not an issue. Luke 9:23.
I'll read, brother, in Nepali.
Please read, sir.
अनि उहाँले तिनीहरू सबैलाई भन्नुभयो, जसले मेरो पछि आउने इच्छा गर्छ उसले आफैलाई इन्कार गरोस्, दिनहुँ आफ्नो क्रुस उठाओस् र मेरो पछि लागोस्।
क्रूस उठास वेन वेन क्रूस
एभ्री डे
उठा
ब्रदर,
विच व्हाट स्टर
एभ्री डे,
एवरी
एभ्री
डे
डे।
अंडरलाइन अंडरलाइन इन योर बाइबल कीप इट रिकॉर्डेड इन योर माइंड क्रूस उठाओस नॉट ओनली ऑन द डे ऑफ मेमोरियल क्रूस उठाओस नॉट ऑन द जनवरी फर्स्ट नॉट ऑन डिसंबर 31st क्रूस उठाओ डेली रोज every day we need to check ourselves. Good intention is very important. Okay, now good. One more example. Any example is there in the Old Testament? Intention is good, but actions was very wrong. Any example? He had a good intention, super intention, but he could not do good in his action. Any example in the Old Testament? Read anybody?
I think Moses, brother.
Okay, what did he do wrong? Moses?
He saw that his people was beaten by Egyptian, and by Hebrews, yes, slave, but he's a slave. Was beaten by that Egyptian people, and he bit that man, and he murdered that man, and though his intention was good, that he was trying to save his people, but he failed to seek the God's timing. Yes, he didn't see the God's timing for that solution.
Okay, so what did God do?
And he was forgiven by God.
Okay, so people of Israel were not saved.
Yes, saved by Moses.
Okay, what about the people of Israel? They were saved or not?
At the same time or after that, brother?
No,
Yes, they were saved.
they are saved. So God ultimately heard his prayer, no?
Yes.
Okay. So good, okay. That's also we can be considered. But there's one more example, you know. Read this one when you are free in the house. Okay. Second Samuel chapter 6. Okay. Second Samuel chapter 6, if you see. We read about David bringing forth the Ark of the Covenant, you see, back to Israel. You see, so it was there in the Philistines' house. So he brought it back to Israel. While bringing it back, he did not know the procedure. So he put the Ark of the Covenant upon the cart and brought it. You see, and he wanted to build a temple to God. He brought it to Israel. He wanted the Ark to be in Israel because it was God's presence. While bringing it, suddenly what happened, you see, Uzzah touched the ark because ark was falling. What happened? Uzzah died on the spot. Read 2 Samuel 6, 6 and 7. You can read in Nepali also. Anybody who opens the Bible can read.
Okay, brother.
Ani jaba tiniharu Nakon ko khalama aipuge taba Uzzale परमेश्वरको सन्दुकतिर आफ्नो हात बढाए त्यसलाई समाते किनकि गोरुहरूले ठेस खाए तब परमप्रभुको रिस उज्जामाथि दन्कियो अनि परमेश्वरले तिनलाई तिनको अपराधका निम्ति त्यहाँ प्रहार गर्नुभयो र तिनी त्यही परमेश्वरको सन्दुककै छेउमा मरे.
Finished?
Yes, brother.
Yes.
So what happened to Uzzah?
He's dead.
He died. Why did God kill Uzzah? What was the problem? Ark was falling. He tried to stop it from falling. It was good, no? Why did God punish him? Because though the actions, the intentions were good, actions are not proper. You see, David's intention was good. You see, to bring it back to Israel, but his actions were improper. So God punished him here. Then David was afraid. See what happened. Verse 9. Verse 9, brother. Huh?
अनि दाउद त्यस दिन परमप्रभुदेखि भयभीत भए.
भयदित भयो. That means what? He was afraid. He realized he has done some mistake. You know? So he did not bring the ark. He sent it to the house of Obed-Edom. Then after that one, he brought the priest, Levites, and he studied. What does the law say about bringing the ark? Then he tried to correct and brought it back to Israel as per the procedure. See what happened? Verse 13, brother.
अनि यस्तो भयो जब परमप्रभुको सन्दुक बोक्नेहरू 6 पाइला हिँडे तब उनले बहरहरू र मोटा मोटा पशुहरू बलि चढाए.
बलि चढायो. You see, not only this one, you see, it gives in 1 Chronicles 13 chapter, the priest put it upon the shoulder, they brought it. You see, though intention is good, actions were imperfect. God punished them, but they were not discouraged. They corrected. You see, so this is very important. Remember, dear brethren, sometimes our intentions may be good, actions may be wrong. You see, but when we feel that it is not good in the sight of God, it is our responsibility to correct it. So this work, it is our entire consecration. Day by day, we will be learning something, something, something. Today we committed some mistake, we realize we correct it. Tomorrow something else will come in our life, we need to correct it. So this intention, the good intention, should always be there in our, you see, mind. This will only help to achieve the crown. God knows Raju can't perform perfectly in his heart. Sorry, in his actions. But yet God knows that Raju can do perfectly in his intention. So God is judging us based on our intention. Intention is very, very important. Okay? So any doubts, any questions? Any doubts, any questions in today's study?
No, brother. Thank you, brother.
No, brother.
Okay. So what is clear? Hope it is clear. Hope it is useful.
Yes, brother. It is very
useful. Yes, brother.
Okay. So good. So from next week, as I told you, we will be having the memorial studies. So discuss with Brother Gopal and select the topic and send. So from next week till we meet in the memorial, we will be having the memorial meditations. Okay. So any chapter
Okay.
which you choose of your own choice, which you feel is good, which you feel is healthy, we'll sit and we'll read and we'll have our discussions. Okay. So when Brother Gopal will be posting in the group, so I request everybody to discuss, to study. Okay. To study and come. So we may have a fruitful meeting. See, today it was fruitful, no? Why? Because you have studied something. So as you study, not much, you see, little bit. You see, we will discuss from the Bible. We'll take examples. So many examples are there in the Bible. We'll sit and study and understand. Okay, good. So in the end, we'll finish with a word of prayer. So who can pray? Muna sister? Muna sister, can you pray? And one more thing, Joel brother, try to interact, not just listen. Okay, you are in near Brother Gopal's house only. So hope, I think all the situations are right. So next time, please try to interact. Okay, brother, we will be more happy if you can interact, just not only listen. Okay, thank you. Okay, Munnaster, can you offer a prayer?
ओके ब्रदर, लेट्स प्रे। जीवित अनि प्रशंसित परमेश्वर पिता, तपाईँलाई धन्यवाद यो असल समयको निम्ति, जुन समयमा हामी सबैजना भेला भइकन तपाईँको वचनलाई गहिरेर बुझ्न पढ्नको निम्ति भेला भएका छौँ। अनि तपाईँले हामी प्रत्येकलाई तपाईँको वचनलाई गहिरेर बुझ्नको निम्ति समझका कानहरूलाई, आँखाहरूलाई खोलिदिनु भएको छ। त्यसको निम्ति धेरै धेरै धन्यवाद। अझ हामीलाई पर्सनल स्टडीमा अझ मन लगाउन, बुझ्नको निम्ति सहायता गर्नुभएको होस् परमेश्वर पिता, धन्यवाद यो समयको निम्ति। सबै कुराको लागि बिन्ती माग्दछु प्रभु यीशु ख्रिस्टको नाउँमा, आमेन।
Amen. Thank you. Lord bless. Good
थ्याङ्क
night,
यू।
everybody.